So even if it's done there Ashrei Mamish, that's how it's mashma. Like Mechaber, not like the Taz. Alright. Ela Poshut. שמאש יקוס מרם תחילו שאפנשי בעל מפלקס מאמש פירוש בדרך הלוך לעבוי אלא דור של האפוקה מגיע בעל שדיבה תחילו שהוא עושה שום שבירו בכתחוסי אלא אפילו עושה שבירו מאמש בכתחוסי ונעשה משום במקום כמחתך אפילו לא אוכל אינטיימן בי מתראי טיים חודש שהוא רך ונחתך ההוא מקלקל עסקי ואית שאפילו הוא יהיה קושי כשור עצום איז אינטיילים בי כאילו שנעשה הכי טוב דרך הלוך לעבוי אין עסקי מסקלקל בזה אבל בשור עצומיס אבל אילו ממויו מכה בקיח על עצם המפרקס שלוי דרך הלוך ועבוי פשיט אני תן להם בי והוא נכלל בכלל שיבה בו עצומיס דהיינו כל עצומיס וכי עצם המפרקס אין לי בכלל לא שני עצומיס אמר לי לא מחוץ מהפרקס אבל מה די בואו דלוי אם את אלוהי זה שהוא דרך הלוך ועבוי כי דרכי שלחתיך עשה מפרקס החשריטי אבל הוא ממה איתה כל כלל בשום עצם העצומיס וראי ברור העיד מדיקוס הברן שקין כוס הברשב ונערש בעצמי כוס הבטירס הבייס אורך סייף שער בייס וזה לשני ובשין דרך עצם המפרקס עושו ליבגין דרך הלוח ועבוי משמע אבל שורים מדרך הלוח ועבוי תלם בי אפילו מפרקס דרך ליבגין אין לך נעמי פנדרושנו ברשבו יצמשמע As the Taz says, but that has nothing to do with Ranchi. The Mechaber passed like the Ran. Because from the Inuch Nami, the Mechaber will agree that according to the Rashbo emphasizes only the Lomdes of the distinction between Derech Druse, Derech Shvira Mamesh, and Derech Loch Lavoy. And even in connection with Etzem HaMafrekes, he emphasizes that Lomdes. But the Ran emphasizes two types of Lomdes. In the last Loshni, he emphasizes the Lomdes of the Rashbo. But before that, he emphasizes the distinction between Atzomis Daume, that is relatively sturdy and hard, and Atzom Afrekes, that is relatively soft. So the Mechaber paskens like the Ran. In Ochaname, according to the Rashbo, the Taz would be right, but the Mechaber paskens like the Ran. All right. Then he says, "Mashba avol shaloi midarach loch va'avoy etilim bei afilu mafrekes dosum libgei voi migora minofa la'kar kikoshi di mata kam kishinofa la'chutei kolshki be'etzem mafrekes ve'id motzinu b'mordechai b'shem revok shoyerogir la'hakeis asakin be'itz kidem she'itznie kidei she'ahakein yuchal nitles bei va'reneinu reis she'bivadai etzem mafrekes koshet tvei mineitz in other words." There was a certain Rishon that was accustomed deliberately, immediately after the Shrite, to be make bisakin, be'eitz, kedem she'itznie, kidei she'ahakei yuchal lisles be. I mean, that's very strange. I mean, so he's trying to, in other words, that he shouldn't. So, apparently that Rishon agreed with the Shikha of the Balamoyer and the Raivit that it's only a midas chassides, and Mitzad Adin, a sheichet is never mechuyev to be beidik after shchiti. But it's Mitzad Adin, it's not only a midas chassides, and mainly did it. But if he should have been that you are mechuyev to be beidik, so that's a arome. You are, you know, it's like, it's not a real avera, but that would mean avoiding itakonis chachomim. Of course, all lawyers will tell you there is a fundamental distinction between avoiding the payment of taxes and evading taxes. Evading taxes, that's a crime, and avoiding this is a practical advice that is given by all lawyers. All right, so that's all right for lawyers, but a rishi wouldn't do it. So apparently, that Rishon agreed with the Shite of the Balamoyer and the Raivet, that there is no Chiyuv. So since there is no Chiyuv, all right, he could do it. Anyway, but he mentions that Mordechai, Shoyorogi lahakis asakim beitz, kidem sheitzniei, kidei shahakim, yuchalis lizlei. Vareneinu reis, shebivada yetzem amafrekes, koshet tvei mineitz, umaitayme, I mean, that is not muchach at all. I mean, why does the Taz takes it for granted that that etzem afrekes is a more reasonably attributable circumstance than banging on the AIDS. It all depends what kind of AIDS. I mean, if it's very hard AIDS, so it's a much more conducive to a pgime than breaking an etzem afrekes. Etzem afrekes is relatively soft, and AIDS could be very, very sturdy. So I mean, so that's not muchach at all. But in reish, what etzem afrekes koshet tvei min AIDS. It all depends what kind of AIDS the taz had in mind, and probably the Mordechai had a much sturdier AIDS in mind. I mean, with him. ומאי תאימר ליתלינם בי, אם הוא דרך הכוי שיריקה בי, לא דרך לוחה ואבוי, כן נראה לי נוחה. וכי מסכונס הטור בשמעיתו, שכוס ההחכים שדרך שריטה נבדם, לא דומה לשיב הרצוניס, עד כאן לשני. משמע אליו דרך שריטה לדרך הכוי, שפר תלינם בי. הכוח נראה לי דברי הרב בשכונו וחתמוין בזה. I mean, what is it? The פשטס הלושי of the Ram is much more than Mechaber, because the Ram mentions two separate reasons. So the last motion he mentions the Lomdes of the distinction between Hilochem Avoye and Shvirei Mamesh. But in the previous motion, the preceding motion, he mentions the distinction between something that is relatively soft and something that is relatively sturdy. So obvious, so it's mashma that in the second motion, in the middle motion, so he distinguishes the case of Shiva Batsomis not from the point of view that it's Ilochem Avoye, because that he mentions in the third Losh. So of course you can read it in the Ram, I mean the Taz, but it's not smooth, the Losh of the but in the Chaname, from the Losh of the Rajbo, it's mashma like the Taz. So the Ram is chelik on the Rajbo, and the Mechava Paskins like the Ram. Alright, we'll read it here. Okay, and then next time, so we'll finish the Taz, and then all the Shachs will go over. And then next time, so you should be ready on Simen Yutes with all the Taz and the Shachs. Let us do it, Brachas.
In Sifudal, Hatabuch Tzor Shidim, Hachshi, Erkidei Mikabel Schorim Min Aksheris. Kabel Schorim Min Aksheris. Now, so the lotion of the Ramoy is, I mean, that's from the Rivosh. Shalayovei lehak lehoki lehachshir kidei likabel schor meakshiris. Now, the question is this: is it based upon pshat, or it's because we are really chishanim? So there seems to be a machlokes on that. Now, the lotion of the Bes Yosef. I mean, the lotion that Ramo mentions from that's in the it's Simen Tov Kuf in Chumash Rivosh. Shol Yovei lehoki lehachshir kidei likabel schorim lehachshiris. So that would tend to indicate, I mean, that we are real chesedim. However, the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh Bcheira says that it's only because of chshav, not that we are real chesedim. That people shouldn't be chesedim, but we are not chesedim. I mean, it's not right to be chesedim, but this is one of the facts of life, that people like to be cheshi. So mele, in order to eliminate losus vasayim, so we have to do it that way. Now, the Ramo, Sifidat, b'chishmish v'simen shinvov kosav, hatabochim shalikrim akar kishosis, v'nakshiris, nikreshav v'bischa, af al pi shein leikrim klum me'atrevis. So he says, in other words, if the practice is that the tabochim, those who slaughter the behemoths, so they take as their fee the internals of the behemoth, that's their fee. So he says, now there the Chesh Mishpe discusses in regard to Umen Shehizik, Taboch Shekirke. So there is a difference between a Numen who does it bischa, so then he has the liability of Shimasocho, or who does it bechino. So the question is, if a Taboch just gets his fee from the Kshiris, but he doesn't get any fee and the trinkets. Now, he tabach is not as behemoth. So he gets paid. So what does he get paid? So apparently the practice was in certain places that he got the internals of the behemoth. That was his fee for slaughtering the behemoth. Naturally, I mean, he couldn't use the internals of it for, so mainly he got only paid for slaughtering it, but if the behemoth turned out it for, he didn't get paid. So it's mentioned, he has a din like a woman bischa, she killed him. So in other words, he's chayev and ipshiye king neve vavede as well. So, hatabochim shalikhim arka koshos minak sheira is nikreshapa bischa. So it's mashma that in the time of the tour there was such a practice in certain places that the sheikhet, the taboch, got paid only from the kshereis. He got the internals of the kshereis and not the treibis. But the question is how is it done? So because of that, so we see that even the days of the tour, it was customary to do that. So today too. Now, the question is, but here we say, the Mechaba says, this is Shuvah Sarivosh, that Hatabokh Tzor Shiyitin Shraven Hatreifes Kmoim Lakshireis, and he explains the Rivosh, Shal Yovi Lohoki Lahakshir Kid Likabil Shchorim Lakshireis. Now, so the Mokeir is the Gemara in Peres. I mean, the Rivosh, what's the book here for that Jewish Rivosh? It's Jewish Tovkuf, 500. So that's the Mishneh Daf Choftes in Peres. Haleitin Scha, Li Yisrael Peres, En Sheikhtin Alpiv, Elohim Kein Hoyo Mumche, Kein Ilo Biavne. So he was a Kayan, and he was known to be a mumche in inspecting Pcheres. So the Mishnah says, "Aneitel schal Yisrael Pcheres, en shechten al piv Elohim kinoyo mumche, kiyo biyavne sheitir loy chachomim liisleitel arba yisoris lebeino dako vishishol gaso bein tambal mum." So there was a certain Kayan who, and that was his profession. He used to see, to inspect Pcheres. So the Chachomim Omisake told him that he has to get the same fee, no matter whether, regardless whether the Pcheres turns out to have him or not to have him. Or not to have him. So Rashi says, "In Sheikhti, Hanetil Schal Yisrael Pcheres, in Sheikhti Alpiv, Dilmo Mishum Agre Koshal." So if somebody gets paid for inspecting a prayer, so the halacha is you cannot rely on him unless he gets paid for Tmimim and Balmum. In other words, if he gets the same fee, regardless whether his judgment is that a certain prayer is a Tmim or a Balmum. So Rashi says, because if he doesn't get paid for Pcherim and Balmumim, then we are afraid maybe he's Matir and he says that this prayer has a mum, she'ein e'eibir, because Mishumagre, because of Ischa. From Rashi's Loshen, even though it's not so explicit, but from Rashi's Loshen it's mashma that we are mamish cheshit. That we are mamish cheshit. Because Rashi says, "In sheichtin dilmo mishum agre koshal." So it's mashma that we are mamish cheshit. So he says, "So sheitir lechachomim liyisneitil arba yisoris lebimodako vishisho ligaso bein tam bein balmu." That's how it's mashma from Rashi's Losh. That we are mamish cheshit. The Rambam in Perusha Mishneh says, he's skinuloi. It's not that he is choshu, but there is a special takone. Little schore bitomim ubalmum.
Kedeshe Leyachshe, they say, because people shouldn't be Cheshevim. Not that we are Pidini is Choshev. Kedeshe Leyachshe, they say, V'yemru ha-bchir hazeh tominu, avu ma'a she'omar olof, she'hu ba'umum, ki yeshiit el schorei, avu ma'a she'omar olof, she'hu ba'umum, ki yeshiit el schorei hoyom, v'chein in eisne le'rishus little schorei, elu pa'machas al-beim, it's all right. So the Rambam says that it's not that we are real Cheshevim. From Rashi's Loshon it's mashma that if he doesn't get paid equally for a prayer for a Balmum and a Tomim, so his mamish we are Cheshevim. But from the Rambam says explicitly that it's not that we are Cheshevim, but because of Chshat, of Loses Vosayim, it's a special takon. Now, the Mishnah says in Perek Vez, the Nigoyim, Kol HaPcheris Odom Reya Chutz M'Pcheras Atzmi. Chutz M'Pcheras Atzmi. And there it's not because of Chshat, there it's because, no, I'm sorry, not because Lozus was saying because of Chshat, other people, Cheshedim, because he's really a Choshet. So the Rash in Perek Vez of Nigoyim is the Kashe. So how can it Talmid Chochem passing Yishayre for himself, and we see Kama Vikama Gimores, Gimore Nide, that Yalte Ishes Rav Nachman, so she didn't want to show her Ksomim to her husband, to Rav Nachman, because maybe it will be Dai Kotzo, Bo, on account of the Ksomim. So she used to go to other Chachomim, but, so it's only for a special reason, but so we see that one can passing Yishayres for himself too, and we do not say he's a Negei Abidavar, because the psul of Negei Abidavar we haven't in the Momenes. So in Negei Abidavar, in the Momenes, he's posledes, he's posloden, but in Isav Heter, there is no psul of Negei Abidavar. He dechot nem bisurin, so even if he's a Negei Abidavar, so he has Nemones. He has Nemones. So that's the kashe of the Rash. So the Rash mentions a big chidesh. He says that in Yochanan, like this, there is no Nigir in Nisabed. But over there, by Pchiris, or Kol HaPchiris, or Demrei, Chutz M'Pchiris Atzmei, because it's Yischazik Yisur. After all, this behemoth was born in Pchor, so it's Yischazik Yisur. Now the question is, did it develop a moon? So the Meila, it can be Nishchat or not. So since it is Chazik Yisurei, so Yacheishish for a Negir. So it's a big Chiddush. In other words, so the Halacha of Negir Bidavar applies to Yisrael Heter also. That where it is Chazik Yisurei, so one is not Nemon, one is not trusted. Even Talmud Chochem is not trusted. Even Talmud Chochem is not trusted. That's the Shite of the Rash. But most Rishayim appear to be Chilek and Rash. Now Teisves, Teisves Daf. Teisves is Mifurash. Other Rishayim, it's not so Mifurash. I mean, but there is Rabbi Chaim Zeruah, he says it Mifurash. Of course. Now, Teisves Daf Lamed Alef in Preres. Daf Lamed Alef in Preres, Lamed Alef, Yochozulim Meitomosim. So he says, Teisves says, Zedor Poshut, Vichilui Enemon, Vichim Bishot Omisa Beheter, Uvehedi Amrinam Birish Ador, Haitzolim Terabon, Yochozulim Enafshe. So he said, Zedor Poshut. And Rabbi Chaim Zeruah, in Tshuve, Rabbi Chaim Zeruah, not Rabbi Yitzchok Zeruah, but his son, of Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Chaim Zeruah, in Tshuva Tzadik Gimel. So he mentions the Teisves, and then he mentions that from the Rosh, it's mashma like that. That from the Rosh, it's mashma like that. And he also says that from Rashi, it's mashma like that. From Rashi, it's mashma like that. That it's only by Pchiris we say, Kol HaPchiris Odom Reye, Chutz M'Pchiris Atzmei. Because the Kehanim were Choshut, Am Pchiris, they were Choshut. So that was the Mitzias. But in Kol HaTere Kule, there is no... So a Negei Abidavar is not Choshev in Yisrael. Only because that was the Mitzias. Bizman Chazal. That they were... The Kehanim were Choshevim.
That's why we say that's why we say that kol apchir is odem reya chudim prias atzmei. Masheim came in generally in Isurim. So even if it's ischazik isurim, not like the Rash, even if it's ischazik isurim, not be your day. So one is never. One is never. Now the question is, Rabbi Nechaim Zohua assumes this in Zidova Poshut. I mean that except for the Rash, all the Rishonim hold that even by ischazik isurim. So one is lemon. Who is not negiye is not choshut. Only momenis. So there is a psul of negiye. There is a psul of negiye. Now the question is, and he assumes that all the rishonim the Rash is the only one. The Rash is the only one. But from Rashi's loshin here, it's mashma. In Sheikhtim, Dilma Mishum Agre Koshorali. Dilma Mishum Agre Koshorali. In Sheikhtim, Hanetel Schal Yisrayas Apheris, in Sheikhtim Alpiv, Elo Im Kein Hoyomum Hekil. So Rashi says, in Sheikhtim, Dilma Mishum Agre Koshorali. So it's mashma that he is really Choshut. So the answer is because by Pchor it's a Mishneh in Perek Beis Din Goyim. Kol Apchir is Odom Reya Chutz Mechiras Atzmei. So in other words, the Kehanim Rochshudim. So just as the Rochshudim, just that is a Mishneh Mefereshes that they were Choshud and Pchiras. So just as, but the Mishneh mentions that in connection with Pchiras Atzmei. So Rashi holds, just as the Kehanim were Choshud and Pchiras Atzmom, so Mele they were Choshud, and Pchiris Achirim also in the get paid. For the same reason, one of Shachir, they are Choshu. Now, but the question is against the Rambam. The Rambam, Pirusha Mishneh says, in Shechtin, Hanitl Schal Yisrael Sapchiris, in Shechtin al Pivel Kinin Mumche, Kiyle Biyavne, and he has to get paid from the Tmimi and the Balimumi. And the Rambam says it's a special takone because of Losus Vasayim, but Choshu is not. But Pchiris Hatzmei to Mishnah Mefereshes that he is Choshud. Because they were Choshud in Mitzies. So obviously the Rambam distinguishes between a Kayan, Bisman Chazal, to inspect his own prayer, and the Kayan to inspect somebody else's prayer when he gets paid. So even if he doesn't get paid for Mumin, as just as he gets paid for, even if he doesn't get paid for Tmimim, as he gets paid for Mumim, so he's still a Choshut. Midrash says so he's not Choshut, but because of Moses was signed. So the question is why? So Rashi is not difficult because true Rashi doesn't agree with the Rashi, as the Rabbi Chaim was assumes. So and he holds that generally. So he Talmid Chochem is Nemon in Isaveta, even if it's Ischazik Isure. And not only Talmud Chochem, anybody. So there is a locher vidach of them b'surin, even if he has a negiya. It's only in the moment that the negiya is postulated. So, but Nisa v'heter is nemo. But by Pcheres, it's a Mishnah Mefereshes, because the Roch Shudim, so Mimele, so he should not be nemo on, even to inspect Pcher Chavere, if he doesn't get paid for Tmimim as much as he gets paid. So he has negiya. If he gets paid the same fee, no matter what the judgment is, whether it's in Tomim or in Balmum, so mainly he has no negiya, he has no interest in deciding a certain way. But if he gets paid only when the judgment is that it's in Balmum, so he has a negiya. So why does the Rambam say only because of Losses Vasai? So the Orach HaShulchan says, the Orach HaShulchan doesn't say it in connection to the Rambam. He says it's just Das Atzmei, but we have to say it in the Rambam. So the HaShulchan says, because actually there is a Loche that one is not allowed to get paid for a heroic. Ma'ani b'chino, ma'fate b'chino. So, and the inspection of the prayer is a heroic of Isaveta. One is not allowed, it's a derais.
Just as one is not allowed to get paid for paskening it in Torah, for teaching Torah, so he's not allowed to get paid for giving a hohei in preiretz. But the only heter is if it's chavatol. That's the only heter, chavatol. In other words, if we wouldn't have anyone to pass Kishaya, so he wouldn't. So then he's mevatel from Adam Loche, because like this, the same person could do something else. And because he devotes himself to passing Shailas, he cannot do anything else. So Mamela is Chabatol. So the only heter is Chabatol. So in other words, so in each case, when he can paskins Ishaila Mumi, so he only can get paid even if the psak is that it is a balmum. So he only can get paid if it is chavatole. So mimele, it's not shayach to say that he's choshut. If somebody sees his own prayer, then he is a choshut. Masha'ikin, if he sees somebody else's prayer. And so even so, midraise, even if he just gets paid for balmumim, not what maybe, so he's not choshut. Because true, he has an negiah, and he's choshut, they were choshutim. But he has no negiah. What kind of negiah? If he doesn't have any batole, if he doesn't lose any money, if the inspection of the pro, if in the particular situation, the inspection of the pro did not involve any monetary loss, he's not allowed to get paid. Even for balmumim. So only in the particular situation he was mivatul mivachti. Let's say he was in Ekiv Magol, yes, and then he was called to interrupt his work in order to look at a pro. So that involved, let's say, a loss of $50. So Mimela is allowed to get $50. But if he didn't involve any schabatole, so then he's not allowed. So Mimela is not shayach to say he has an idea. Because he only can get paid even if the judgment is that it is a balmum. If in the particular situation it turns out that he had lost. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam said that the Chachomim had to enact a special takone. Even though vis-a-vis Pchiras Atzme, so Midraise is not Lemon, because they were shooting. The Kehanim were shooting. They were shooting when they had an idea. But vis-a-vis Pchiras Achirin, so he was only allowed to get paid if there was Hefzeh. So maybe there was no idea, because it had to be determined in every situation whether he had Hefzeh or he didn't have Hefzeh. And he was only allowed to get paid to the extent of his chavatol. That's why the Rambam, status would have been affected if the Aloch had been in the Roye, and Miyavis, and Amenis comes with the love of the. So how was he trusted? He said, Kachuklan, with his English was full of Ramos. But why should he trust him? Yomar Abbi Omar, Kotam Kochem Shemira Aloche, Ubo, in Kede Maise Omro, Shamingly, Vimlav, Ancient Way. Ancient Way. So in other words, so here too. So the Gemara says, Shane Hoche, Do Shmuel Bizdine Kai. Do Shmuel Bizdine Kai. So in other words, now there is aloche that kol pal mitchochem shemira aloche ubo im kede maise omro shemim lei vim lav ein shemim lei ein shemim lei. So in other words, if a certain shaila arises, a new shaila that the chachomim b'smedrash didn't know before, a new shaila comes up, and then one pal mitchochem says, I heard it, that this is mutar. So if he mentioned that Kabbalah before the question, the relevant question came up in the Bismedresh, then we rely on his Kabbalah. But suppose he mentions his Kabbalah only after the relevant question came up, so then we don't pay attention to it. So here too, why did we pay attention to him? Why pay attention to him? And after all, he had the Nigia. Because if the halacha had been that even a Miyabis comes within the love of Liyov Yamin and Avid Lashem, so then his status would be affected. Yisrael, Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Doshmul Mizdine Kayo. In other words, it's a Milstab Middle Gluya. So we don't have to be afraid. Maybe he's misrepresenting the halacha. Because how would one dare misrepresent the halacha when it can be verified from the Bezna Godel of Shmuel Mizdine? The Bezna Godel, the Bezna of Shmuel was still Kayon. So they could verify whether it tells the truth or it doesn't tell the truth. So Rashi says, Shmuel Mizdine Kayon. He says, Umil Sedavid Ligluyehu Vil Mishakim. From Rashi's Loshen, it's mashma that this halacha of Kol Talmid Chochem Shemeira halacha Upo Im Kede Maise Omro Ishemilei Vim Lav Ishemilei Vim Lav Ishemilei. In other words, this involves another question. Let's say, suppose someone is a rov and he's a partner in the slaughterhouse. I mean, the child came up in America, unfortunately. Suppose a certain rov who is a big lamb, and he is a partner in his slaughterhouse. Can he pass the shayla and the behemoths in that slaughterhouse? So that's the shayla. So kol talmid chochem shemir aloche. So if he passes it on the basis of his certain chiddush that he mentioned, let's say in his sefer or bealpeh, before the child in the slaughterhouse came up, so then of course we can trust him. But suppose he mentions a new chiddush likule that he never mentioned before. So it's in shemile. So, but if it can be verified, so Rashi says, mil tzedavud likule le mishak tabinish. So that's why he's trusted. The ritva in Yivomes and the Miri also says, the Midrash also says, Chas v'sholem, that it means, Kol Talmid Chochem, Shemir Haloche Ubo, Im Kine Mais Omro Shemilei, Vim Lav Ein Shemilei. Because we achished the Talmid Chochem, maybe he willfully misrepresents the Haloche in order to protect his interests. Chas v'sholem, I mean, even an ordinary Jew is not choshut to falsify the Haloche. Because of his own interest. But the pshat is because unconsciously, this is what the Ritva says, and the Miri, because unconsciously he might make a mistake when a person has an igiye, and let's say, so if he mentions, I heard it from my Rebbe, so maybe he heard from the Rebbe something that is similar to what he says. But because of his negiye, so he unconsciously, his judgment becomes unconsciously influenced. After all, a person, you know, the more intellectual a person is, the more he is able, you know, of manipulating with his intellect. So maybe it is bididome. Maybe he'll make a mistake. Not chas v'sholem that we are chesed the Talmid Chochem, that he will willfully misrepresent and lie and say, I heard from my Rebbe that in such and such a case it's muta. Chas v'sholem. This is what the Ritva says. And the Miri also says. But the Miri mentions one shite that says, that einochanam. In other words, that if the Talmid Chochem mentions a certain halacha in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of his Rebbe, after the question arose, so then you are mamish cheshem. Nigiyah is choshet l'shaker. If somebody is a nigiyah, he's choshet l'shaker. So even Talmud Chochem, the biggest Talmud Chochem, is choshet l'shaker. This is what the Miri says. There are some who say that Rashi, from Rashi it's also muchach like that. From Rashi it's also muchach like that. But most Rishonim say that the reason is why we say, Kol Talmud Chochem Shemeira Haloche Ubo Im Kedem Maiseom Roshemimlei Vim Lavein Shemimlei. So it's because of Bididome. Maybe he's making a mistake In other words, let's say it might be that he heard something close to it. Now let's say, in this case, now what was the question? Let's consider this question. The question is whether a Gieres, an Amenis, comes within the love of Liyovi Amenim Ma'avim Kal Hashem. So, if it hadn't been in Milzad Avida Ligluye, so then it was possible that Israeli heard. Now, the Torah Shebal Peh does say, that's the Kabbalah of the Torah Shebal Peh, that it only applies to an Ameni, to Me'avi, it doesn't apply to Me'avis. But the Torah mentions the reason, so the same term should apply to the Nekeves also. So the Gemara says, because Kol Kvoida Bas Melech Pnimo, so Mimele, the women of Amin and Me'ov are not to be condemned for not coming out with lechem and mayim to serve to the Israelites, because it's not in accordance with the dignity of a woman. Because kol kveida bas melech nimo, to come out to the front, to the battlefront, and help them out. So mainly they are not to be condemned. So it could have been, in other words, that the Israeli, not chas v'sholem, that Israeli will deliberately lie and say, I heard from the Bezin when he didn't hear. Maybe because of the Negiyeh. So he might unconsciously be so disposed towards a Kule, that maybe he heard from the Bezin of Shmuel, he heard that actually the reason as to why the Torah asked Ameni Me'avi to come be Kal Hashem was primarily because of the crime committed by the males, Ameni Me'avi. But and maybe the best meant, but because of the crime committed by the males, so the Torah answered even the Nikavis as well. But he just heard this one thing, so the Mele, because of his Nigia, so he might be disposed to come to the conclusion. So it's not Chas V'Sholem that we are Cheshedim, but Nigia might so affect the judgment of the Talmud Chochem that in good faith he might come to the conclusion. Unconsciously, he wouldn't even know. This is what the Ritva says, Chas V'Sholem, that it would be a Choshev. In other words, so what is the Shita of the Ritva? The Shita of the Ritva is, why Chas V'Sholem? After all, there is a Psul of Negeya. The Psul of Negeya in Negeya is Posleides. And so Negeya is Posleides. So there is a Machlekes between the Ramban and Teitzves in Boba Basre. So the Ramban says that Negeya is possible not because of Shoshev Mishakim. So according to the Ramban, so there is no kashe. How can we say that the Torah is cheshed the Jew? I mean, maybe because of Negeya lie. Because the Ramban says that the reason as to why a Negeya is possible like this, because if somebody has Negeya, he becomes a Baldovo. So Mimele is a Baldovo, so he cannot be made just as a person cannot be made against himself. Is it because of Choshev Mishakeh? Because that's Ikzas HaKosov. A Baldovo is not an aid. So a Negiya is a Baldovo. But Teisves, I think it's Daphne Gimel, in Bava Basra, he says that Negiya is not a Baldovo. But the reason is why Negiya is possible is because Negiya is a Choshev Mishakeh. So now, why does the Ritva say that Chas V'Sholem, that we should say a Talmid Chochem Amin is Choshev Mishakeh? How about Teisves? So in Negeya, even a Talmid Chochem is possible in this in the moment because of Choshev Mishakeh. All right. So you can ask that against the Ritva. I mean, he says Chas V'Sholem. But anyway, the Ritva says Chas V'Sholem, that we should be cheshed the Talmud Chochem, that willfully he'll be Mishakeh. Willfully he'll be Mishakeh. So we could say that in a Chaname, when Teisva says, the Ritva could agree. The Ritva could agree with Teisva that the reason as to why Negea is possible, ladies, is because of Achshoshev Mishakia. But the Ritva will say, every Negea. So why is it possible ladies? Because maybe he saw something else, and he didn't see the exact thing, and because of his Negea, so he comes to certain conclusions. Now sometimes it's possible, even the Ria Vedas. Let's say, suppose someone saw that a certain person was chasing after another person, chasing, and then he saw that the other person, the one who was being chased, is lying dead. So if he has a Negea, so he'll get the impression that he saw. I mean, in good faith, he might get the impression that he saw, even though Bimtzias he didn't see the actual murder. He just saw that one person was chasing, I mean, like the incident of Shimon Meshotach, who saw, I mean, such a person in the Chove. So Memele, the Ritva can agree with the Shita of Teisves and still say Chas V'Sholem, that we achishet, that the Torah is Cheshet Talmud Chochem, maybe deliberately he'll lie and misrepresent and falsify the Halacha. Anyway, the Ritva says that, Chas V'Sholem. But the Meiri mentions a Shita. The Meiri himself agrees with the Ritva. It's not that he's Mamashach, we are Mamash Cheshetim, but we are afraid maybe Bidome, his judgment, his conclusion will be affected. So, but he mentions a Shita, Yeshim Sheimeya, that he's Mamash Choshes. And some say that Rashi Shita is also like that. Because Rashi says, "To Shmuel bizdini kayom umilse davude ligluyehu v'loy mishakabo." Loy mishakabo. So in other words, so the only reason as to why it's loy mishakabo is because it's milse davude ligluyeh. But otherwise, we would be afraid. But that's no raya that Rashi shite is that Rashi is chaylik on the Ritva on the Mekiyesev, and that he agrees with the Yeshim Sheimeir in the Mir Yivames. But it could be Rashi mentions, since we have our loch in the Mones, that Milsed Avid Alikluya is Lemishakhe, so even Akum is Nemo. And I mean all the Psuleides are Nemo in Milsed Avid Alikluya. So the same reason, so true that a person unconsciously might be influenced by his Negiye, but if it's Avid Alikluya, so the unconscious will be careful if it's available. So this could be the Pshat Rashi. So it's no Raya Mochachas that Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Yesh Mishayim and the Miri. Now I'm mentioning all that because you see, if we say now this from the Tazitz Mashma, that he assumed that all the Rishonim agree with the Rash. In other words, that in Kol Atirei Kulei, in all Yisur, so Talmud Chochem cannot pass Nishayle, if it is Ischazik Yisur. And the only reason as to why, Miikra Didine, he says, it's Mashma from Ramo, that one can shecht, even Atzmei, and do business with it, is because of Rov Mitzuyen Yisrael Shrit Mumchme. But otherwise, if he has any Negiye, he couldn't. Why couldn't he? So we see that there is a Yesh Mishayme in the Mir, and some say that this is Rashi Shit, that we are Mamesh Erchei Shishim Yechshosh Al Mishakeh. So in other words, so that means that even by Yisrael Heter, there is a Psul of Negiye. And we are, and the Negiya is Choshut. And Negiya is Choshut. So Mimele, this is why the Taz assumes. And then it could be something else. Even according to the Shita of the Ritva, that it's on the basis of Bididome. So Mimele, he assumes that all the Shenim agree with the Rash. I mean, that in all Yisaveheter, if it is Chazik Yisurei, so one is not Lemon, not because he is Choshus Nishakeya, Bikavone, but because of Bididome. Maybe he'll make a mistake because of Negiye, so maybe he'll make a mistake. All right. Now the Shach. Harizan Ivele. Pay with Sophic Ivele. Uchmashi Kutsat. Uchmashi Kosu. Elo Shachalshino and Shem. The King Kosu be safe if you die. The King Kosu Aram. The Kalam Rashrita. The Kolboy. The Smart. Ujoposki. ולקח כוסף המחבר לכמה מוצאים החופכס וחי גבנה מחטב לברוך אלו חשינו משנבהימו בחייהו בחזקס ישראל מנס ונהיה יצא מייסור עד שניבוד לו פעמל נשחת וחילו שנהיה בסופיק ונסבור לו כשנשחת קרוב ואפילו בעיף אפילו נוגע גם כן בעצם המפרקס די כתרתו לתבוסה שאיר רך ונוגע גם כן בעצם המפרקס אפילו הוכח חשינו שמו בעיר איתם שיר הפגים כלשהו, פירושי נמצא פגים כלשהו פסול. But as long as he doesn't see me in the culture, so you're not crazy for the other culture. The thing is not a shot. The way you have that, שפותח להוקר, ונמצא פה בגלל הכל שהוא אלה שבחירה סיפרת שאין לנו בזה הלא מנוגעים so the Bach is a makel here and the Bach pastens that even if the Shechet detects a בגלל הכל שהוא but if it is not כי זה בחירה סיפרת כי זה בחירה סיפרת and in other words כי זה בחירה is not substantial enough to intercept the nail, so then it's not possible. In other words, so what's the pshat? Because many of the shaming passed Rav Chisda's din of Kedich Tira Siperet. Now we saw that there is a machlekes v'shaming. Some of the shaming say that Rav Chisda, that the other Amroim who are bedik in sunshine and water were chelik on Rav Chisda. So true, Rav Chisda, when he said Kedir Gira Siperem meant that the gum should be so large that it should be able to intercept the nail, and this is what Rav Chisda meant. And since Amroim, other Amroim say that they were bathing and in the water. So that means they were chilek on Rav Chisda, so they passed like Rav Popa, like the other Amroim, not like Rav Chisda. And then the Rosh says that there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes. Why? Because the question is, what does it mean, Kiddush Yad Yom Hitzperen? So there are two pshotim. One pshat, Yad Yom Hitzperen, is like Chageres, a girl, in other words. That means it has to have a certain shiur, not mashu. But the other pshat, the Rosh says in Bedek Abayis, Yad Mitzpere means he should feel with his Tzipere. So in other words, sometimes if the Shechet is very, if the Beidik is very sensitive, has a great degree of sensitivity, so with his Tzipere he'll be able to feel even a Mashu. So the Taz says, like a bach she posach loke they need to for the people culture and look in the gira siperet she will be zero in the game so he says mechalim lo loke because this is really very strange in the bach because why did the bach pass for the kolel because the rosh and the ro I mean they all say that the aloch is like Rav Chisda but the reason is why they say the aloch is like Rav Chisda because they hold that Gira Siperen is the same shiur as Rav Popa shiur who was bedik b'mayim so in final analysis there is no nafkemina between the Rosh and the Ro and the Ramban and the Rajba the nafkemina is only why they say so so the Ramban and the Rajba hold that Rav Chisda holds that there has to be a relatively large shield. But the Aloch is not like Rav Chisda. And the Rosh and the Rosh say, no, the Aloch is like Rav Chisda, but Yad Mitzperen means culture. But the Bach assumed that since the Rosh and the Rosh, they say that Aloch is like Rav Chisda, so he assumed that according to the Rosh and the Rosh, Kapriest also mentions a certain shield, but this is not so. So the cholinah on the law, okay. Because the Rambam mentions that the Bhimekoshu passed the Saki, but in Ilchas Bisa Pchire. So he mentions Ligabi Mizbeach, the Kishdagabi called the Perish, Dagabi is Peren, and he says, Kidea Shomro Bishchita. Why? Because the Rambam agrees with the Rosh and all. You see, the Chatril and Hashim will begin a culture. The Sagalom Bdigas Peren. The Chay Mashma Terezov, Kibarish, Gamashom, Rabar, Matiz, Mashma, the Boydaki, and Gira Peren. Listen, the Raya Shagia Kobe, because with the Atiz, the Raterezov. So we'll leave the Kasak in Kedim. That's very strange, because that smach is only ligabi b'dikas chochem. But the etzem dikeh is based upon the fact that without the dikeh, there is a chashash, maybe it's a problem. Because the Bishas Amrino Minayim Dikasach Natere, Dikhsi, Mushatim Bazevachautem, Pshite Kim Dikhinoki, Trim Feboy Bdikel, so the Morens is the Chochem Kam. Sakin Shitibodik Beiloch, Kleim Ashemelech Hasakin Ala Etzba, Vichim Pir Bidlisha, I mean the same thing that Tas says, that Hachiloche Vavoy Einom Kmei Yiloche Vavoy Yishalom. Because today, we do not test it the way they did it in those days. In those days, So in those days, the etzba was stationary and the sakin moved, and today just the reverse. Right. We may be a few lawyer in a shrosip shul, should do gets big a bissim and care. Stosip sua tam kosva poskim, the homils ramia in English, of it will have a dite. Adikai marish is a kun. The new generation is a kin and machli shoeya. That's in line with Rashi's shit, not in line, not the Roiv shit. Yesh lehat v'hakel, v'afilu misuchseches natzad. Aval oizo mishumim shem natzlodim, that's quite a distance from the Chud HaSakim, near the limut. This is a shrit a mirvachov, kaigav. I mean, he uses the Lashon mirvachov, but so he uses the Lashon kaigavne, because it has nothing to do with the mirvachov that the Gemara says. Dafches and Dafyut, Yutches. There, the Gemara applies mirvachov ligabe the study asakin that are mamish, that mamish border upon the chud asakin. And here he means the zdotim that are at a distance from the chud asakin. Why come on simon chov gimel kelima? What did he say? Vayli kamon, sakin shepio holok, veino chodo, hoyu veimbo bgam, shirichtim bo, ve'af al pi sheheilich ve'heivi, kol ayei, ad sheshochto, shkato sikshem. Vayli kamon, simachom gimu, di behimbo kai gabne li pomim trev. Kelei ma, di shom civ dalet nizboyer, da sheichin bi sakin, shein echad, vini sakif ki shio shie, vini yutach ven shol simon rishe, di posto, vitaymen nizboyer shon, di chibim shenechtach, Reva Simeno Rishen, Havikilu Nechtach Kule, Umashemele Humei Bibini Utanisha, Havikilu Mele Humei Bibiodo Beradra, Vihilkach, Vihei Shechere Bissimenecho, Kaman Simochavale, Vihoshev Shie, the Miyache Hotach, Rev Simecho Vihei, Harinipa Shutos. So, in Simechov Gimel, so it's mentioned that a Sheikh is Misakin Shinechad. And then he's nisaki, kishi or shi, b'miyutachin shol simon rishen. So he's post. So they always say, why? Because since he spends a lot of time, so mimele, So, that covers the time of the Shia. So, over there, we say that now there is Shita of Rashi, there is an Abai in the Gemara. There is Abai, Daflamid Meiz Amid Alek. So the Gemara has an Abaye. Show me mute Simoni Mao. So there are several pshati, various pshati by the Rishayim. Rashi's pshati is, show me mute Simoni means, if he made the Shia in the mute Basra of the Simon. In the mute Basra of the Simon. So the Shaila is, show Hadorov. We show me mute Achre. We go to Shkitosi. Mao. מי אמרינו קים דיובד לרובה יסקשר, או ידימו קים דהודה וגומרו כולו, וקים דהודה וגומרו כולו חודש שחיתי. כולו יש חודש שחיתי, that's Rashi's פשט. Now, then, רבי נאישה explains the Abai in the Gemara, so, of, show me me some money. So Teisves, the flamed of the base, the Teisves, Hechli Mitzimoni. So then, they showed Mitzimoni, they come on the forest, they call a sheikh in the second row. They come a rosa, ma fila heilich, they call a yeim, kuli kosher. And we boil on, im shoch at chubi shalechot, they heilich, they call a yeim, kuli bi miute, mal, the deal no hodim achsha bi second row, a fila heilich, they call a yeim, kuli, heine bi misasi klachte chasime, aber kam, kivin she kvachot achrube, הרי הוא כאילו נחתך כולי, וכשמלך ומלך ואיים כולי באיזה מיעוטי, הרי כאילו מלך ביד וברגע, ויש כאן שיעה ופסול. So that's the pshat in the Gemara of Shov Mitzimoni, according to Rabbi Neish's pshat. Now, so he says, דשום נסבוי ידע השייך את ניסה כשנחת, וניסה כשיעו שיעה, במיעוטה שעושים את רישיין דיפוסט, ביטיימן לסבוי השום, תחיבים שנחת אחרי ועשים לנו רישיין, הווה כאילו נחת הכולי, ומה שמלך הוא מייבי במיותה נשאר, הווה כאילו מלך הוא מייבי ביודו ברגלו, והיו כרבה איפשך שיהיה למשים ללכות, וכל כמה נשים לחוף אלף, לחושב שיהיה, דמיד שחות אחרי ושים ללכות באיב, הרי נגמה שחיתו עושה, ואף אגב וכמה לכמון, שים לחוף גימול דשיה, אפילו כלשהו פסולו, אפילו במיות בסרה, בין בהיב, בין בהימה, היינו דווקא שיהיה ממש, מה שאין כן שייכת ויסקין רו, so then we have to resort to another חומרי, the פשט of רבי נאישה, so ממילא, we don't have to be מצערי for all the חומרס, because the פשט of רבי נאישה, and then all the חומרס לגבי נשי או מי, לגבי נשי או שי, ופומן טרייב, להפוק אלוי שאושי אושי אם נעמי להפוק היכה שקיבה ויני הרבה ססימונים יחד זה יסל זה וישוחד שניהם so in other words when רמו says ואין לי כמה נשים לחוב גימו דיבהים לך יגבנה לפה מן טריפה so when is a טריפה if let's say he was שייך את הבהים and first he was שייך את one סימן so and then he was שייך את רוב of one סימן And then he spent an hour in shechting with the sakin ro. He spent an hour in shechting the miut basra of the first siman. And after that, he shech the other siman. So in such a case, we say that it's treife. Lachuke heicha shekivim v'iniach beiz asimonim yachat zeitzal ze v'shochat shneim. So then it's not possible. Because according to Rabbi Yehoshua's pshat, That's the Abay of the Gemara. Show b'miut simoni. In other words, b'miut simen basre of the first simen in the Beine. So since Mikra Divine, he only had to cut the rope of the simen, and he already cut the rope of the simen. Now he's spending a lot of time in the shrit of the miut basre. So we could say, since it's not even necessary for him to shech the miut basre of the simen, so mele it involves the psul of shir. Masha'in came in after he cut the rope of the first simen, so he holds on to both simonim, and he shechts the second simen together with the first simen. So then there is no shaila. So then it's not possible. הנה המלאפו כך שכילם וניע ביסמונים יחד על זה בשביל השניים ובזה מיושב שפה מה שאתה מהבח על התורם חבר דקוס ומסתם שייכתים וידי מה שמאפו לך תחילה ומכם עם קוס והשייכת מסקה של אחד דורך לבוי עולם את אינסקים ומהיר בגב ללקה משום שיהיה כי גן שמניע ביס הסימונים זה יצלסה when is it possible if he doesn't shecht both simonim together so first he shecht one simon and he spends a lot of time, a few hours, on the Miut Basra, the first simen, then he shares the second simen. So then it's possible, because then it's following the Abai, the Leif Shete, of Shalom Mitzimonim, according to Rabbi Yishas Pshat. Masha'in Kein, if he holds on to both simonim, and he cuts both simonim at the same time, so then it's not only in that Abai, because he's also being Shrite. שוב מצא סיבי בח סימך בגימו שכוסף מיילי פסטינה שיהיה כלשהו כל השכם מסכנו רוב פסול השחיד על אילום ואין שיהיה לדובו בצורך חיון. I mean, because this is not so, because when we pasel שיהיה כלשהו, so it's on the basis of all the חומרס, because there is with the שיטה, there is one שיטה, so we're saying that the שיהיה is determined in every mean. In other words, it's not determined. You see, most Rishonim say that the she or she is kishi yarbitz behemo v'yishchiteno. So even if the shchita takes place in the north, so the she or she is how long it takes leharbitz behemo v'yishchiteno. But there is a shita that if the shia takes place in the north, so then it has to be determined in terms of the time it takes to shecht an off. And after all, in off you have to shecht only one simen, so it's a minimum time. So we say that by off we passel even a mashup. In other words, if the shechet lets off his sakin for a minute or even for half a minute, and he doesn't use the sakin in shechit altogether, so it's possible. Because of that, it is reshenim. So when we apply that chumre, if the sheikhet lets off his hand from the sakin, and he doesn't use the sakin in shechit, masha'in kein, if the sheikhet uses the sakin, he uses the sakin for a minute or two in shechting that, so with the sakin roll, then we don't pass the shrit. We come back to resolve, it's more doubt, much with whom Dafke Shioshie, the Henshorash Hachenim, because we stand up behind Shioshie, new one with Hatrila in Lishrit, they are few eight, keep the Zorich with Hatrila Lishrit, they simon in the eight can be. Shein of your redest near the Afilo Beis Gimu, in the year at Koshalish Hatrila. The same thing that Tase, in other words, not what the Bach said, that when do we say if it's kinochosh, in other words, if it had bimes, and then you file the dog, so it's kshero only if it had one bime, but if it had many bimes and they were filed down, so then it's possible. So it's not like that. So the shach is saying the same thing as the taz. Nira da filo beis gimu leinu liyad kosher shal atchile. This out night of beis oser. Shashili kereya im kina filo beachot chuv nisakele machlish. Uch dabuna bishas veile yira di kereya vein. Do machshirin na veile yivet ha filo yivet chulo obi kama pomim. Vinei mili fam achas machlish baama beis kereya. Vechein nei agim. Do lo ika bach she kosa bozeh do bozo sheni miskabil lesa beis ve gimu leinu liyad. Vitzorich lishan lisa tzipere. Vikosif mishber sa baiz mishem raivet. Vishmirch isa sakin kida abdike. Shadam pomim nikhash בשיחת ג' ואי שהרייבת שח... ואי דרייבת שחמיר עליהם מייס שבודק ולא מוצא ג' והקיין כששיח שרבה מים מוצא ג' So in other words, so we have to wash out the sake because sometimes some drops of blood become coagulated and it's hard to determine, to detect the ג' also נשאר אבל בנהבת sagt ich nicht mit jemals so nicht schreibt war a viele mich schreiben nicht so weit näher bin aber wie der so nicht hat gehört so sagt aber der mit kosher a viel wie koach makle ist aber jemals die mir immer bohren nicht so in der Karte muss ich kosher bei Rabbi sind im Wort weil eine darf ich nicht so nicht schreibt ich hier mit jemals aber wie oder wo man kein bohren nicht so in der Karte kein schab jemals die mir mal und hätte ich auch sagen wo bohren nicht so ich schalte die aber schon mal und hätte sie bei Gabne aber der mit das sagt die kommen nun zu mir haben ja alle die nicht aber da die mir selbst sind da so ich השייך די משרבי זיי די סרבי צו אויך ליב קולאך וועך מאש מאב די קיל חסאבי צו לא טוק פא צו חס די קיל קול לא קמיי שיי מאבי דלויש מקוס אל שיי משנס די שון די ניט קיל וועס די קעס בין שריט און שריט קיי רוח קומ מיי חיי מען און האפט קול קאך בין וואך און שריט שניע סו איטס נאט סו דלוי ניער אין אדער וורד סו ווען די שנור סייז דאט ביטווין וואן בהיימ און אדער יאסט טו מייק די קיל סו יאסט טו מייק אול דעם די קעס that the sheikh is mechuyev to make before he starts shechting. So how many bdikas is the sheikh mechuyev to make? You know, bdikas that was bizman chazal and even bizman rishayim. Today, was for some reason, we don't make so many bdikas. So mainly, if he shechts behemes rabbis, he also has to make all these bdikas between each behem, between one behem and the other. We don't hear that the sheikh will have a hefzeh. Can we come? Va'afimu or rishayim. די חשינו שם בייר או שינו ניבי ומי שרייצ אל הכנס עצמו לסופי זה אין צורך לבדי סעקים לשחית אל לשחית כן משמע גם כדיבר המחבר והרמב״ם מריף שקוספו שלא נעשה משמע דווקא מהייתיים לצורך לבדי כל אחד ואחד ורדימי זה בתחום סדשן וכן הוא הלוכה בכל בי וסמאג ושאר פוסקים וכן פוסק משל וכמה לכל וכן נראה למוחה בהדיה בדיבור הריב הראש, שכוסף בוס המי לפוסק ויוחס כאבונה בשל שובה בעצומס, כאילו כך צור בדיקה בגחוד וחוד, וכי מוכה בספר התחומה. סינם בי שכוסף, אם שוחה בסכים דוקה לך השחית המוצא בבקים מכולם צולס, לא חינטי ולבדיק עסקי מכל אחד ואחד, וכי מוכה בשס, ומי דיבומה, כמאן כאבונה אל מיצלו בקמייס, וכי כוסף בחדוש הרש בו, דוח המוכה סוגיה, מה שאימא צריך רב כהונה, רב כהנה, בדיק עסק בגחוד וחוד. דרך חיצה טבע ולא עם החיים וכן תעשה בפוסקים די לא יקבח וכוסף שהראש והטור הם החיינים רואו ולא שנורי וליושב בנייר לקח לי שינה לושן ולקח שינו הלושן מקוספו ואם בבוב די לסן די מדברי הטור אין הכך ומורי והראש מוחקים בהדר מלבד הלושן מלבד הלוש. So מי הוא צורך של ניתחום הנשחוטים לאחר קדם דיקס הסקי של החשבית. In other words, what he's saying, he's saying to rebut the Bach. Rebut the Bach. In other words, because the Ramos says here, ומי שרצה להכניס עצמי לסופק זה, אין צורך לנתיק סקים בין שחיתה לשחיתה, סקים לשחיתה לשחיתה, the Bach is חלק. In other words, so the Bach holds that even if the person shechts for himself and he says that he is willing to sustain the loss, he is willing to take the risk, so he's still mechuyev to make it dike be kol shvita lishvita. Why? Well, because of Baltashas. So he mentions the raya from all these reshenim that it's only because of the ultimate consequences. In other words, that if he doesn't make a b'dike, b'inkol shchite v'shchite, and then after shechting 100 behemes, he finds a second problem, so then he has to be matri for all the 100 behemes. But if he shechts for himself, and he's willing to take the risk, or even if he shechts for others, but he's willing to reimburse everybody for all the behemes, so then it's all right. And the Bach says no, that he is not allowed to take that risk because of Altashvitz. So this is what he says. You see, so in other words, now the Rosh of the Mechaber is Hashechet Behem Esrabi Seif Esarbe Tzorch Midi Mikolech Mechon Sheim. So he says, so of course the Rosh of the Mechaber, the Bach has to agree that it's only as an entertainment, because since he uses Rosh and Sheim, since he uses Rosh Hashim, so that means that he is explaining why he has to make a bdikah between one behem and the other. Because Sheim! So that's mashma, that if he is willing to take the risks, then it's all right. But the Bach says, The Bach says, so he says, because of Shehisik al Arab, because of Shorosh Beatur, Himachin, Rob Losh Nori, Vloyosho Beinayim, Likach Shinu Haloshim, because of Vay. So, in other words, so he says that since the Rosh in the Tur don't use the Rosh in Shein, but they say Vayim, so that means that they achilik and the Reef. Enoch Name, the Reef holds that this requirement of making a ticket between one name and another is only as an initiative for himself in order to protect himself. But if the person is willing to sustain the laws, then he doesn't have to make a ticket. And that's mashma from the Lashon of the Reef, that he says Sheni, and the Mechaber also says Sheni. But he says, the Rosh and the Tur, they don't use the Rosh and Shein, and they use Vein. So why did they use the Rosh and Vein? Because they hold that it's not just as an Eitzetayim, but it's a Chiyu, it's Mechuyet. And then they say, Vein, the union of the king of the Bachel. In other words, he cannot say in the Reef that it's a Chiyu. Because the Reef uses the Rosh and Shein, and he cannot say in the Mechaber that is real. Because he uses Rosh and Shein, but the Rosh and the Tur, they use the Rosh and Vein. In other words, Hashem can be in Israel, so if he's out there. So he's living in Kolecha Bech. Vein, no, also okay? So then it's not Muchach. So he says, well, why do they use the Rosh and Vein, not Shein? Because of that. But that is no right. We just use the Lashon Vein, in other words, to tell us that even he failed to make a big A. So even though it involves such a big upset, he was shaking the Hamad Behemoth. And he made a big A after the Hamad Behemoth, after the shaking the Hamad Behemoth. So all the Behemoths are asked to him. But it's not Mikabone, it's not Mikabone, he used the Lashon Vein because he, they hold that even if he's willing to sustain the loss, so he's mechuyev to the Alright. The because we have to resolve, he must get the achilim, was it into the shoes, we need to again attack the problem, so we shall after the shekhen the chinam, kid yamazi go die. At kam. So the taz is chilik and the bush, but the shach agrees with the bush. All the positive agree with the bush, that is chayim shach. ואפילו שחד בהרבה, ואמרים השם בעצם הפרקש של ראשי לא נוגע ואיב גם, או מתייש שחד הרבה באמס נפגע. ונוגע גם מהפרקש של אחד. ונבל עשת לי לשלחנו, דברים על החום ואמרים לו, even though we pass like Rav Chisda, and we don't pass like Rav Chisda, we pass like Rav Huna, we only pass like Rav Chisda in the case of Shiva Batsom, and Isatsom is Acheri. So that means that Likume we are not daily in the lights of Mafrekes, but Likume we are Chisda in the lights of Mafrekes. וחומר אמרים לעצמם אחרי כספגים מגיע לחוד, אבל הוא לכל הכליל סיפר, שחיתו סקפר, הוא לביות בבית, זהו משין הראש, וחומר יצייר, מיליס להתבייר, יזם בפרקס, אם תכריך את יודה בבדה, שלא ישוב הרצונית, שלא ישוב הרצונית, תאוים לחומר, אם אז בין הנפגע, אבל גם, ויש השריח, שיפוג עם בית מהפרקס, ובין הסנורי, אבל היך בלבגע פאקים, Umisakdalo, so instead being with a sacking got lost. So, and then Umisakdalo showed up as a base, so since it got lost, so we made and we find the problem after we found it. So we find the problem, so then we are telling that he must have handled it, someone must have handled it at a time. And then we got here, we got ובגובה שי לשום מבוי הרי תמחיה, תהיו יוצא סטאקי מהתר יוצא, והי בלוצא סגומו אימא ששישוב אבו עצומת, ולאו עדייתי, תהי כסאקי מהקסקוסי, ואימא לא נאיבי. שחיתו סקשי רוב לחשינו שמעמדו סיני במעט, ויצניינו שלו ימנה, ושם הוא איש לזה גולי דיקי, ואיבי לסאקי ואיז בחקסקוסי שהוא פה תקין לכם, ושם הוא עושה הוא פה במה שנשתם לכם. אבל מסווייקה, נאו ספור זה פה המפלור, So if we saw that it fell on the chudei, so then we are tailing the gam in that fall. But if we saw that it fell, but we didn't see how it fell, where they can tell us who they were, and how I did, and it's good all, so then we can't be guilty. I'm speaking to you about Chuba. How many times should I respect speaking? Lisa, Chodem, Shemalu, not Baal Chuba. We can tell you about Baal Chuba, Shemalu, Nivkim, or Bikag, Bikag came about the Bikinet, Bikinet, Kilise, Bichuvas, Bichuvas Arosh, Baal Chuba. The thing is, Marshall, you can't keep the respect, like you also. And Sean, we don't know how he means if you give him. He can never attack you, but he needs a pogo, the kosher. The also make a lot of fake, the Shema Shoba be at some ease, the Lava Dai take him, we are Sean. So, in other words, now the Taz is the cash, as to the parents here, between the Aloha mentions if you give him, and the Aloha mentions if there's law, in Aloha if you give him, it's mentioned. That if he wasn't Vedic, if he got lost, and he had no opportunity to be Vedic, it's like, and then he found it, and he found the problem. So then we appeal to Hoki, and we say, we presume that somebody must have ended up Thomas with that Saki, and that's the reason as to why he became problem. And in Aloha, this world, we say that even if we saw that it fell on the floor, but we didn't take notice in what position it fell on the floor, whether it fell on the Hude or it fell on the Zgodi. So we cannot be the local, that was the Taskash. So the task to the parents, because over there he wasn't delinquent in any way. So maybe we rely on the Rais. Masheikin in this case, he was delinquent. Because, so in this case, so he was delinquent. So because he failed to be Beidiket immediately after the Shrit. And in the meantime, because of his delinquency, so it fell on the floor. So we cannot say who is Yosveta. This is the target of the task. And of course, the Shulchan is the target, because over there he got lost in the Mokim Hebkia. So it was exposed, it was accessible to everybody's hand. But the Shach gives a different target on that cash there, on that cash. He says, the reason as to why you see it as wrong. So he says, the Lidome cloud, losing him, he can never attack him, but he can use the problem in kosher. They also, like the Lachodes Veiki, the Shema Shema Beyatzom, is Lava Daite, Kim Gulashom, they become who the Satan for the Eden. So he says, high time you should have a Svek Svek Elisa. Chod in Shema Lulo Flau Chudo. Vintim Zorim Ano Flau Chudo, Shema Lulo Yivkimo. Bikarke in the Vada Begemes. Because here we have a Svek Svek Lechumre. So this is how he answers the kasha, as to the parents here between the Aloha in Sifu Gimu and the Aloha in Sifu Gimu. The Lidome Cloud, we will see Sifu Gimu. He has never done that, like he needs a problem because he doesn't remember the Chodin Sveike. But Mashenike in Sifu Tesvo, we have two aspects of the Lachum. The Shem was a Chodin Shem 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 Shem. So he mentions also the Taz Teretz. Now the Taz and the Shach were written at the same time. But on this Kashe, so he gives now that one, two Teretz. Now, he doesn't mention the old Hashulchan Teretz. That he doesn't give the Shach. But with the second Teretz in the Shach is the same as the Taz Teretz. And then he gives another Teretz, because in the case of Sittes Vov, we have a Svek Svek Lechum. We can. Hoy va sakn funen tso dikke im kil yotz be im am khaf sete aber hos un kim shneva is if you give us kim shneva yotz khaf sete kim shnis boya des vay de taster u kakh khaf un tsakh kay mit la khaf sete a khaf kos ide teire va mri un dim shaba tso som iz va dai te va ko tso va khale kay sha rosh bi chuve shom kos ke mil sif you give u sa kos mo shva ze a to am khaber kan ve khim kos ma shau de tam khu. I don't understand why the Shah, neither the Taz and the Shah, they didn't mention the Orcha Shulchos Teretz. I mean, it seems to be such a simple Teretz. Alright. The humanity of Sif Das Abba, Sheher Bivo, Vishavi Lo Arao Roshki and Shemi Vizbure. So in other words, so the Taz mentioned that the Bach is Chilik and the Mechaber. He says that the Mechaber is Seisar himself. Because since he passed in Sif Yud Gimel, that it's Muter, Yatil Likule, so in Sif Tes Vov, we should also pass the Yatil Nikule, even though he didn't take notice that the sacking fell on Chud. Alright. With money down in Dasa Bach, Shabbi Rosh, Abdul Rosh, Kim Shim, Tim Bure, Shabbat Chodim, Shabbat Mishu, which go Yosemita Shaliki, Shukhano, Chumashal. So now that's what the Bach says, that doesn't work, in other words, he agrees with the Taz. The Chimbat HaRezov, if it's considered, the Yush Nidim Eilu, the Yistam, the Yistak Aloch, 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 the Yistak Aloch. So he says, so he, now the Taz was Chilik al Mechada. And the Taz says that the Ram has reference to a case where he cut the Etzem Afrekes Derech Loch of Avoy. So then the Mishpach Mirim in the Ram say that we cannot be Tehle Likole. Masha'inke, if he will cut the Etzem Afrekes Derech Shvir Mamesh Derech Druse, so then the Mishpach Mirim will agree that we can be Tehle Loch. This is what it passes. So we pointed out that from the Loshon of the Ram, it's not mashma like that. It's mashma like the Mechavas. True, from the Loshon of the Rashba, it's mashma that if he cuts the Etzem HaFrekes, the Rartruse, so then we have to recall it. So the Rashba is chilek, but the Yish Machmir in the Ram, a chilek on the Rashba, and the Mechava Paschus, like the Yish Machmir in the Ram. Now, so the same thing is discussed by the Shach. Tell him, the Nirem HaPoskim Derech Shvire, if it's not Derech Loch of Avoye, tell him, in other words, not like the Mechava. In other words, he is saying what the Taz is saying. The Shach is saying what the Taz is saying. Gamash Mira Sheitz Amchaba Kim Aran in Muchach, the Aran, Koya Chota Biderech Loch of Avoye, V'Teide Shari Kosev Alze V'Chim Kosev Arashbo. So in Echname, he says V'Chim Kosev Arashbo, because the Ram mentions the other Loshen, the third Loshen. So the Ram mentions two timing, but the Mechaber passes like the Yesh Machmiri Loshen in the Ram. So according to the Yesh Machmiri Loshen in the Ram, so it's mashma that even the Rechshmir Mamish, we are not able to call it. In other words, the Shach agrees with the Tazan. Alright. Im Borek Hasak, Achashrit Amitzni, Lichere, Koshe, lo mo kosa la mchaba din ze, hali kolshku mi ma she kosa bisit yudgim. So in other words, why does he have to tell us this din? Im do bode kasake na chashchite, vi yitzni, va ki im tse pogo, iz les lombo, de im abidovo. De im abidovo achanit gav, so it's a kawachim of logic. If in simen yitzif yudgim, the mchaba mentioned, that even though the sacking got lost, without a bdike being made. And then after some time it was found pogo. So we are till local, Allah has come with Hamo, in the Sheikh it was bathing immediately after the Shrike. And he hid it. And then he found the pogo. So certainly we certainly are till local. If we are till local, even in the case of Sifyud Gimel, where he didn't make the bdike immediately after the Shrike. Allah has come with Hamo in this case of Sifte Zayin, where he made the bdike, of course we should be there local. So what kind of chiddush is it? It's all chlema l'kar b'dita g'kosa de'im ha'bidu v'achan nidda o yishova v'yatzomis o liru kosa v'otam de'im ha'shova v'yatzomis l'chud mishum diliru ma'ire shem yodua im shiva v'yatzomis ulo o chidim ha'shma nam nechua se rosh o v'kach ha'mrimon shiva v'yatzomis הרוח השמינון, אף על כך שידוע בבירו, שם ישוב בעצום איץ, כשמיח ביקוף זו, אף על כך שבוד ככה שחיתה, אין לבי דבר אחר נדמה עצמי, או ישיב בעצום איץ, אין אבו איז, דחיד השיז, because in the case of Sifyut Gimur, so we went, so we are taking Shiras Atzom Eis, in other words, only if he didn't know where the Sakim was all the time. He got lost. So, some may learn he can be doing Atzomis. But suppose he knows that it wasn't used in Atzomis. He knows that it wasn't used in Atzomis. So then he cannot be doing Atzomis. Mashiach came the case of Sifte Zion, where he made a pick after the Shrit and then he put it away and then he found it Bogum. So even if he knows that no Atzomis it was used, that no Atzomis was it used. So still, since he made a pick and he put it away, so then he knows that at the conclusion of the Shrite, there was no Gam. And the Gam obviously must have taken place after. So even though he knows that it wasn't handled at some ease, he still is stealing something. What? So if it's possible, it's possible, it's if it's not possible, it's maybe there was just, it was just pushed inside the table where he did, and because of the push, so it collided against something, against the wall of the table, against the shulayim of the table. So since he made it the case, so then we know. So even if he knows that it wasn't Tenuta Ratzameis, we are still telling him. Now we mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam Luchashchitei, he says that the reason as to why but Aleph Luchashchitei Aloch Echovov. We went over the Rambam last time. Kol tavo shoy bodak ta hasakin shoyim she sheichet bal bifnei chochem vishochet bal atz mi beit kineiso im nimtzo is yofo uktu kom nadnei sinu she yispech la atz mi pam acheres vitiye bguma vishribo vi nimtze im so shlifi so im nimtze is yofo uktu kom mi nadnei say not because he wasn't naked on the tochem in order that this should serve as a deterrent that he shouldn't arrogate to himself the right to determine whether the sacking is fit to shecht without showing it. So sometimes he might fail to make it proper dikit. So it's not because of Kovit HaMetrochem. So it's not trying to say he was meichel. So he cannot even be meichel according to Rambam. Because at the time they allowed Jesus to be meichel, they would be yishrei. Uf izev shead in achocham yochei. Rimchem, mio bishas perikam edichu mashma, ki rashe vohoran, vichim mashmo is apostle. Now the question in this shah, why does he say uf izev shead in achocham yochei rimchem? Why if she? The Rambam says that the reason is to why we are menadim, they say, kidei shalo yismeich, על שחיתו עושה פעם אחרס על פעם אחרס. So that's the reason as to why we are מנדים. So why does he say אפשר? So certainly אין החוכם יוכלים לכם. That's strange. זה החוכם יוכלים לכם. מי משעס ברקם לחום, מה שמקרה של הרן, מכיר מה שמועס הפוסקים. All right. So the other shachs, he just mentions what the Rivosh says and we discuss the Rivosh. All right. Now, just in 3 minutes, I want to start out the shiur.
There's a Mishnah Berachos that we were watching, the Anhalbedes. So just as the Mishnah mentions it in connection with Chilas Atzmi, so Rashi holds, just as the Kehan were choshut, and Chilas Atzmi, so maybe they were choshut, and Chilas Achidim also need to get paid. For the same reason, what if Shachit, they are choshut, they are choshut. Now, but the question is, against the Rambam. The Rambam, the Rosh HaMishnah says, in Shechtin, HaMidus Chal Yisrael is a prelis. In Shechtin, all people came in Mumche, Kiyo Yad. And he also get paid from the Tehini, and the Balmini. And the Rambam says, it's a special takone because of Moses Vassalim. But Choshut is not. But Prelis Hatzme, it's a Mishnah Boreshes, that he is Choshut. Because the Yoch should be Mitzies. So, obviously, the Rambam distinguishes between a kid, this man chazar, to inspect his own prayer, and the kid to inspect Somebody else's prayer when he gets paid. So even if he doesn't get paid for money, just as he gets paid for, even if he doesn't get paid for money, as he gets paid for money, so he's still a Chashuv. I mean, I say this, so he's not Chashuv. But, because of Moses Messiah, so the question is, why? So Rashi is not difficult. Because true Rashi doesn't agree with the Rashi. Is the Rabbi Chaim was a wise Jew. So, and he holds that generally, so Talmud Chochem is never in Samaria, even if it is Chagim Zurek. And not only Talmud Chochem, anybody. So the Talmud Chochem is not in Zurek, if he has a big deal. It's only the Romulus that in Medina is possible, yes. So, but in Samaria, that is never. But, by Chayres, it's a Mishnah for Eches, because the Rock Judim, so the Melech, so he should not be Nemor, even to inspect Pre-Chavere, if he doesn't get paid for giving as much as he gets paid for the sale of the gear. If he gets paid the same fee, no matter what the judgment is, whether it's in government or in government. So really he has no gear, he has no interest in deciding in certain way. But if he gets paid only when the judgment is that it is a move, so he has an idea. So why does the Rambam say only because of Moses Messiah? So the Chashulchan says,